Yeah, bye bye. Says how when you lit up a fire, there is fire and there is smoke. The fire serves and the smoke only causes trouble. In the same way, the spiritual world is like fire and the material world is like smoke. While the spiritual world is the abode of bliss, the material world is a abode of misery. It's only a place of suffering. Just as a smoke only causes pain in the eyes. So the material world is a condemned place which is reserved for the living entities who do not want to serve Krishna directly, who want to serve him indirectly through the agency of Maya. But still, the Lord is so kind that he does not neglect the living entities in the material world. He personally appears in this world to pay attention to them and to perform his colorful pastimes in the material world to rekindle the Krishna consciousness of the conditioned souls who have wandered away from their actual goal of life. And to that effect, the Lord comes to this world. Actually, material world is a place of death and it's a place of matter. Prabhupada gives another example of how if you see your nail, when it is in contact with the lively portion of your body and if you cut it, it causes pain because there is chetan. But the same nail becomes dead when it grows further. In the same way, in spiritual world there is real Krishna Chetana or Krishna Bhavanamrit. In the material world, the living entities are like the dead nail which have no consciousness of Krishna. In the spiritual world, even a plant or a tree or even a cow is very conscious of Krishna. Prabhupada says how in the spiritual world even cows know the art of crying for Krishna. Even they shed tears in love of Krishna. But in the material world, even human beings don't shed tears. The people in the material world have hard hearts because of becoming achetan, Krishna achetan. So, although the consciousness has become practically devoid of remembrance of Krishna, it can still be revived when the Lord himself descends into this world and performs pastimes to remind us of our true nature. So Krishna's appearance in this world is most auspicious. Kunti Maharani is praying, Kechidahurajam jatam punya shlokasya kirtaye yadom priyasyan vavaye malayasya vachandanam shrenvanti gayanti grinantya vikshnashah smaranti nandanti tavehitam janaha tayeva pashyanta chirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramam parambujam. So she is praying, Krishna, you are called as Ajam, but still you are born in this world. You are said to be unborn, but still you are born. Why? It is simply out of your compassion for the suffering living beings that you appear in this world. There is no other reason. Because you are not bound like us. You are not shackled by the chain of the three modes in order to be plunged into this ocean of birth and death. But you are voluntarily coming here out of your compassion to perform pastimes which will be spoken, sung, and always remembered continuously by your devotees. And in such assembly of devotees where the large pastimes and marvelous activities are glorified again and again, and anyone who connects themselves to such a sangha will become enlivened in their Krishna remembrance. Prabhupada says Krishna consciousness movement is a movement of those people who have not forgotten Krishna, who have remembered their connection with Krishna, and they are also trying to remember it more and more and revive it more and more themselves, and also to remind others of Krishna. So when Krishna appears in this world, it's not an ordinary thing. When a Prime Minister of India is coming to Pune, they put barricades everywhere and they stop the traffic and everything is in stagnant situation and PM is coming. And there may be 20 cars ahead of him, 20 cars behind him. If an ordinary tiny mosquito like living entity can have so much respect, you can imagine when the Lord himself comes, what kind of arrangements will be made. In fact, when Krishna comes in this world, the constellation of stars, they change their postures and they arrange themselves, which will never happen for any ordinary man. It can happen only for Krishna. In fact, before Krishna comes, he sends Govardhan, you go in advance. He sends all the demigods, you all go and take different forms. He sends the Vajabhasis. Before even Lord appears, he sends all his different associates and Govardhan and everyone. And he sends the whole dham only, spiritual only he sends to Bhauma Vrindavan. After everyone has arrived, they are waiting for the most very important person to come. And then Krishna descends into this world. When the seasons are adjusting themselves to make themselves pleasant, everyone is making themselves most beautiful to offer themselves to Krishna. The trees and plants are offering their flowers and fruits. The lakes are offering their lotuses and lilies. The birds are chirping in sweet voices. And everywhere there is auspiciousness spread. And Krishna appears in this world. So that is the Lord's descent, which happened on the same day as today. And such days like today, the Lord's presence is even more prominently felt and manifested. And the Lord is most easily available on the particular day of his appearance and performance of Leelas. So, Krishna Janmashtami, or Krishna Jayanti, this word Jayanti is only reserved for the Lord and for nobody else. There are so many people who are called, along with their names, the word Jayanti is attached. Nobody's birth is considered auspicious in this world. Everyone's birth is condemned. Everyone is born to this world to be beaten up by the waves of three modes and punished severely, except when the Lord comes. So when the Lord or his pure devotee descends in this world, that is Jayanti. Real Jayanti, or the most auspicious, beneficial activity for the whole world. So we thank Lord Krishna for appearing in this condemned world on this particular day so that he can help the living entities to witness those pastimes, or even if he didn't witness them face to face, there is no problem. Srila Prabhupada says, Arjuna was present in front of Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and heard Bhagavad Gita. And now today we are hearing Bhagavad Gita. There is no difference, because one who is in proper state of consciousness, for him time is no bar, time, place, circumstance, nothing is of any bar. One can post oneself in the same situation as Arjuna and hear the sublime message of Krishna, and one can derive the same benefit what Arjuna derived. If one is posting oneself in a spiritual platform, there is no difference. The same sound vibration, Shabda Brahma, is available even today. All the pastimes of the Lord are recorded, such wonderful pastimes, by hearing which we can know Krishna's compassionate nature, and Krishna's eagerness to deliver the living entity, and Krishna's sweetness, and his loving reciprocation with his devotees, and his non-expectation of any qualification from his devotees except pure loving devotion. So by knowing all these things, we can revive our Krishna consciousness. Especially most prominently, Lord Krishna is present in the form of his holy name and the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because in this vicious age of Kali Yuga, where everything is topsy-turvy, when the whole world is in a state of mess, of quarrel and hypocrisy, when no one has time to perform yajna, dana, tapa, yoga, kriya, mudra, anything of that kind, Lord appears in the most merciful form of the holy name, by reciting which one again gets linked to the spiritual world. So holy name is our only link to spiritual world, and in that holy name Lord Krishna has invested all his transcendental potencies and energies. And anyone who approaches the holy name with utmost sincerity and transcendental faith, like an innocent child approaching a mother, is sure to reap the benefits of the power of the holy name. and will be, one will be rekindled in their Krishna consciousness. Today on this most auspicious appearance of Lord Krishna, we pray to stalwart devotees like Goswamis, followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the acharyas down the line, and Srila Bhagavan Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada, and our spiritual master, and all great Vaishnavas, that they give us the right kind of mindset today, so that we will make the right choice of remembering Krishna. Because you will find in all the pastimes of Krishna, the Vajrabhasis chose to pray to Krishna, and they wanted to be rid of the demons, and Krishna killed the demons. So it's our choice whether we want to place Krishna in the throne of our heart, or we want to place Maya in the throne of our heart. Choice is the choice of individual living being. Whether we allow the mind to be swayed like a kite in the wind, by the wind of Maya, or we keep Lord Krishna in our heart today, and by choosing to opt for Krishna, our life will become sublime, and at the end we will return back to spiritual world. And by choosing to opt for Maya, we will be ever miserable in our unending journey of suffering in the material world. So let's chant the holy names, and let's spend our whole day today, from morning to midnight, in the most auspicious way. Every one of us should be thinking, speaking and acting in such a way that we benefit ourselves and we benefit others by involving ourselves in various types of services, discussing Krishna Katha, so that we can tap the most greatest advantage available today on which Lord Krishna has appeared. You can imagine, by Krishna's appearance, even the constellation of stars and the nature is so much changing. How much more conscious living entities like us should be feeling the transformation on this particular day. So, if one is conscious, one will gain more advantage than remaining like a dead stone. So let us take advantage of the chanting of the holy names today and take it as an opportunity to make advancing step in Krishna consciousness. Harinam Prabhu ki, Krishna Bhagavan ki.